And hello, everyone. Welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf here at the NovaCare Complex. The Eagles dropping a tough one on Sunday night to the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to talk about that, clean it up a little bit, and move forward on a short week to the Washington Redskins. One thing, obviously, that we know, Bo, is that the Eagles no longer control their playoff fate. The Eagles need to win two games and hope for some help if the Dallas Cowboys lose a game.
That is the big takeaway, obviously. Eagles, really by no fault of their own, the five games they've lost this season, all to NFC playoff teams or playoff contenders. Now they're going to have to hope that either Dallas loses one or something crazy happens, like Detroit, Green Bay, or Seattle losing two and the Eagles winning two.
So let's get you going here today. Everything happening at the NovaCare Complex. Chip Kelly meeting the media, and he's got some news. Chris McPherson wraps it all up here on our Eagles 360 update presented by Sports Authority.
Thanks, Dave and Bo. Head coach Chip Kelly announced earlier on Monday that Nick Foles' collarbone has not yet fully healed, and he will miss his seventh game of the season this Saturday when the Eagles take on Washington. That means Mark Sanchez once again gets the start. Sanchez struggled on Sunday against Dallas, completing 17 of 28 passes for 252 yards and two interceptions. However, Kelly said that the play at quarterback has been good enough for the team to win.
No, I have spoken to him. Nick is not healed. He's out this week. Bone is not healed, so he will be out. We will move forward without him. He's going to start throwing a little bit more, but he's out right now. I just saw, like most people, I saw good and bad. I saw some of the throws. The throw to Mac for the long run was a real big-time throw. There's a couple throws on the sideline that I thought he made, but then there's some other throws. The throw to Ertz that he missed, the throw to Celek that he missed. I saw some good and some bad.
Sanchez was far from the only person culpable for Sunday's loss. An ominous sign was the opening kickoff that Brad Smith nor Josh Huff were able to field that was recovered by Dallas and quickly converted into a 7-0 lead. It initially appeared that Huff was responsible for the fumble, but Chip Kelly said on Monday that the veteran Smith should have taken over the play.
Yeah, the up back should have taken it. You know, we were on the 10, the ball landed on the 15. You know, Josh was too deep for him to field the kick. I think what he thought was that the ball got hit, looked like it came off his foot pretty good, but it looked like it got held up by the wind. So,
defensively, the Eagles held the league's leading rusher DeMarco Murray to fewer than 100 yards for the second time this season. In fact, no other NFL team has held him to under 100 yards when Tony Romo was the starting quarterback all year. However, Romo was brilliant, throwing for three touchdowns, all to wide receiver Dez Bryant. Cornerback Bradley Fletcher was in coverage on all three of those touchdown passes, but Kelly said not to expect any changes in the starting lineup this Saturday.
I've seen Fletch compete. You know, I think he gives you everything he has. And the one thing I like about Fletch is that he's going to compete out there. And he made a bad turn once on the ball. The other ball, I think, if you look at it, really, it was a perfect football thrown by Tony and a great route run by Dez. And we still have confidence in Bradley, and he's going to be our corner this Saturday.
A little bit later in the show, Dave and Bo will delve into exactly what must happen for the Eagles to reach the postseason. But until then, this is the 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back inside the studio.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. Again, a really short week here, Bo. The players off on this Monday. They get back at it on Tuesday, a couple of days of practice, and then it's off to Washington for a must-win game against a struggling Washington football team.
And with the declaration that Nick Foles will not play this week, once again, it will be Mark Sanchez for the Eagles. How does he bounce back after another two-interception game against the Cowboys? We'll talk about that on the other side and unpack everything that happened on Sunday night against Dallas.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Hard work, 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 h
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
What would you ask your favorite Philadelphia Eagles player? Here's your chance. Just tweet your question using hashtag AskAnEagle, and your question could be featured on Inside the Eagles, airing on 6ABC. Ask an Eagle, presented by GEICO. We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, time to talk about the loss to the Dallas Cowboys. We start at the quarterback position. Mark Sanchez, again, too many turnovers, two interceptions, sacked four times, indecisive throwing the football. And I think the word that I will use to describe his performance, inaccurate when there were some receivers open.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And he takes that on himself. He says he knows he has to do a better job. But, you know, this Eagles team has not been able to get the ball downfield over the past couple games with Mark Sanchez. And when you're throwing into those tighter windows, you have to be more accurate than he's been.
And it was a disappointed Mark Sanchez who met the media after the loss to the Dallas Cowboys.
I think Coach Kelly said it the best. As upset as we are, and, you know, we can't have that oh, woe is me attitude. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. And we got to bounce back. Just get this taste out of our mouth as soon as possible, as in tonight. And get in there, get in the film room, shake it off, and move on. Because I know we have so much talent on this team, and it'd be a real shame if we didn't maximize it. And get these next couple wins, but it starts with this next week. I mean, we got it rolling there for a while. I think we put up 24 straight, and we got hot. The guys were making plays, great catches, good blocks, tons of time to throw, got the running game going. And then, like I said, we turned the ball over. It's really, you know, we hurt ourselves more than anything. It wasn't some amazing play. I mean, the safety's diving for the ball, but you know, that ball's got to be right on the six of Ertz. He's running from my left to right. That ball's got to hit him right on the six. And, I mean, it opened up perfect. It was a great call, great execution, except for the throw. So it's unacceptable.
All right, that is Mark Sanchez. Now what about the Eagles' offense? A big zero yards in the first quarter. Shocking the way the game started for the Eagles' offense. They got it rolling with 24 straight points to take a lead. But the uneven performance from Philadelphia's offense, the run game, the passing game, the turnovers, it really, really points to some breakdowns at critical moments in December.
Yeah, those 2-3 and outs to start the game after the Cowboys had already gone up 7-0. Then they'd go touchdown, touchdown again. All of a sudden, you're down 21-0. It was nice that the Eagles were able to come back, but to put yourself in that hole and to waste the crowd energy that was so electric before the game really, really hurt this team. And, you know, I think we were expecting a little bit more from the offensive line and paving the way for the running game. Shady had 16 carries for 64 yards, but those guys up front really didn't do as good a job as they had done 2 weeks ago on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Vastly different performance from the Eagles offense and from the Dallas Cowboys defense. Philadelphia not getting anything rolling in the first quarter and really getting nothing going in the fourth quarter. In between, some good production, but you got to play four quarters in these playoff environments. We go to the locker room after the game. The offense talking about a very uneven performance. Chris Polk, the bright spot, a couple of carries and two touchdowns scored.
We didn't come with the same energy we brought, you know, Thanksgiving. But, you know, it's correctable. You know, we shot ourselves in the foot, and, you know, we are our own worst enemy.
The offense is not executed, then turn the ball over. You know, making mistakes, that type of stuff.
I don't think they did too much differently. I mean, yeah, I don't think they did too much. I think it was more us, you know.
It all falls on me at the end. As a returning back there, I'm supposed to be communicating. I'm supposed to make the calls. I mean, the wind just caught it. I mean, there's nothing we could do about it. We just had to move on.
Jeremy, was it a case where you guys expended so much energy to come back and take the lead?
No,
and then
we just didn't play well. Too many mistakes, too many things, you know, didn't go our way. just didn't play well.
You know, season's not over. Still, stuff still happened. But, you know, I'm looking forward to next week, and it's a bad taste out of my mouth.
So what happened with the Eagles' defense in this game? Dallas came right out of the chute after that botched special teams play, scored the touchdown there, added two long touchdown drives. Tony Romo, completely different than he was on Thanksgiving, and we kind of expected that.
And we did. We said all week that Dez Bryant was going to be the X factor, and boy, was he on Sunday night. Three touchdowns, all of them against Bradley Fletcher in the fourth quarter. The Eagles would end up putting Kerry Williams just following Dez Bryant on that side of the field. But once again, the run defense was very good. DeMarco Murray did very little. He got a lot of volume, but not a lot of yards per carry. But the pass defense and the pass rush, really, save for a few times, just not good enough.
Yeah, and early on, the Eagles tried to double Dez Bryant, and Romo went to Jason Witten, seven catches, five first downs for the tight end who caught just one pass in that Thanksgiving Day game that the Eagles won in Arlington, Texas. And no pressure on Tony Romo. Too many openings in zone defense. And then when the Cowboys needed a big play, they went over the top. Dez Bryant too often open against Bradley Fletcher. Not enough help from safety positions. Just a very tough performance from the Eagles defense. And coordinator Bill Davis understands that his calls just did not work against a Dallas offense that played particularly well.
No, they've got weapons all over the place. It's not just DeMarco Murray. And, you know, Dez Bryant is a Pro Bowler in himself. And Romo is a well-seasoned vet, and he was healthy again this time. So we got the best of all of them. They made more plays than we did. We got the score tight again, and then they made a couple more plays. They had a better night. The credit goes to them. They outplayed us today.
They made the throws. They made the catches. They got turnovers on special teams. They got turnovers on defense. We knew it was going to be a different Cowboy team coming in here. We knew they was going to play with a little bit more fire. It showed up. They made plays, and we didn't.
Everybody knows Dez is an emotional player. You know, that's what he plays. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. He's very, very outspoken. And we knew he was going to be fired up, you know, coming into the game. And, you know, it was kind of as expected.
Because, I mean, we couldn't get off the field, and then penalties, and then it was just uphill. I mean, I take my hat off to them. They took advantage of what we gave them.
The mindset is the same as it's always been. Continue to get better. We got a huge game next week. They're always big, and the one next week is the biggest one. We have to find a way to get to 10.
All right, we've talked offense, we've talked defense. Now a little talk about special teams. The bright spot, once again, Cody Parkey, two field goals kicked off well. Just
still
remarkable
great
season.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Now the opening kickoff, ball bounced at the 15-yard line. Brad Smith, we find out, should have taken that kickoff.
Sure.
He signaled instead to Josh Huff to come up, and Huff just couldn't get there.
And Huff, for his credit, took responsibility after the game, saying that he could have made a better play there too. But special teams has been so good this season. You thought that was one of the big advantages the Eagles would have against Dallas. And on the first play of the game, it goes the other way. And I've said it before, but you really lament the missed opportunity to take advantage of the atmosphere at Lincoln Financial Field. That was as jazzed a crowd as I've seen in the last 5-6 years. They were ready to go, and on one play, it was out the window.
Yeah, and the crowd came back, to their credit, when the Eagles took that lead 24-21 in the third quarter. Special teams, let's talk about, where has Darren Sproles been?
Yeah.
We became so accustomed to the big returns in the punt game. You just see how good the coaching is in this league. Teams are making adjustments, kicking to the sidelines, pinning him there, not giving him really much return room at all.
I think he had one return for 1 yard.
Yeah.
Didn't really have many opportunities. So where is Darren Sproles? Maybe Dave Pipp can find a way to get him involved in these last two games.
Yeah, two games to go for the Eagles in the regular season. Everyone, of course, still hoping for that postseason bid. When Eagles 360 returns, we take a look at the NFC playoff picture, the postseason possibilities for the 9-5 Eagles.
This holiday, give the gift of digging in, of getting out, and coming together. Give the gift of sport with the best selection from brands like Nike, Under Armour, The North Face, and more during the Sports Authority holiday sale going on now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Feel it?
DJ, what?
You know the game's on tonight, right, Amy?
I know, but it's my turn to chaperone.
Right, but you can do both.
How?
NFL Mobile is now free with the More Everything plan from Verizon.
I have Verizon.
Download it, and you can watch the game right here.
Boogie! Oh, Helen.
Watch primetime NFL games on NFL Mobile, included with the More Everything plan, exclusively from Verizon.
And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Yay! Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
This holiday, give the gift of digging in, of getting out, and coming together. Give the gift of sport with the best selection from brands like Nike, Under Armour, The North Face, and more during the Sports Authority holiday sale going on now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Sports Authority is proud to be the official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. We are back. It's Eagles 360. We come your way this week, Monday through Thursday at 5 o'clock. And then, of course, we go to Washington and get ready for Saturday's 4:30 kickoff on the NFL Network and locally in Philadelphia on CBS3. We'll have the entire game covered against Washington. Bo, let's talk about the playoff picture. And it certainly has changed week to week. Crazy day again in the NFC on Sunday. Here's a look at the seedings as they stand with 2 weeks to go. The Cardinals still winning despite a lot of problems at quarterback.
Outstanding for them. They've got Ryan Lindley ready to start this week, but still atop the division. This is their big one coming up against Seattle.
And Detroit, which closes its season in Green Bay, still hanging on to that lead. And we've got the Packers and the Cowboys slated for that first wild card game, but lots could change, and we hope it does. Now, how about the Eagles and their playoff chances? Let's just remind you again what they are. The Eagles are in if they win both games against Washington and New York, and the Cowboys lose one of their last two games, Indianapolis on Sunday at home, and then at Washington, which beat the Cowboys earlier this season. Also, obviously, the Eagles win one of their last two games and the Cowboys lose both of their games, the Eagles win the NFC East. Wild card, Bo.
Well, for the wild card, it's obviously a little bit more of a long shot. The Eagles will need to win both of their last two games and hope that any of Seattle, Detroit, or Green Bay loses their last two games. Detroit and Green Bay play in the last game. The most likely scenario, probably Detroit. They're at Chicago next week. But still, those are long shots. Eagles no longer in control of their own destiny. Crazy to think that they could go 11-5, better than last year's record, and still be on the outside looking in.
And the Eagles had the control of their fate here with a 9-3 record, lost the last two games here at Lincoln Financial Field. So we'll be back tomorrow. The Eagles returning to the NovaCare Complex, getting on the practice field, shaking off the loss to Dallas, looking ahead to Washington on Saturday. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you so much for joining us on Eagles 360. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.